everyone. Welcome back to Robbie's World. This is my podcast. I am Robbie Simone, your host. And welcome. If you're new here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you know every time I post, and follow me on all my social media. It's the same as this podcast name, Robbie's World. Replace the O's with X's. If you are not new here, welcome back, my beautiful sunflower patch. I am so happy that you stuck along for me, even though I told you I was going to post every Thursday. I just can't do it. I'm so inconsistent. Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys an update. But first I want to tell you that I shot this 2 times and I was trying to figure out why the sound isn't working. And I have a microphone, so you gotta like plug it up. I've tried to plug it up and I'm like, why isn't this working? Like, I kept replaying it back. I couldn't hear anything. My microphone was off. And I'm sorry for those who are listening to me in their headphones, but like, girl, I felt so damn dumb. But anyway, this one is just an update. It's going to be a really short and sweet little, hey, how you doing? So first, I want to let you guys know I'm doing amazing. I've had a little bit of minor issues that are literally my own fault. So let's just jump right into the update. So if you're new here, I am a liver transplant patient, double liver transplant patient. I recently got another transplant in August. The one I had before was in May. After 6 months, I got really sick. So I got this one and it's been 6 months. I finally hit my 6 month mark. It's going to be literally everything to me on the 14th, because once that 6 month day hits, I'm going to be like, okay, I made it farther than my last transplant. And that means just so much to me, because I've been worried, like, it's going to fail again, like XYZ cure. I've just been in my head a lot, as far as that comes. So that's been like a big stressor for me. But good news. I think I went to the doctor maybe a month ago. They told me I don't have to return for 3 months. So that means I am doing amazing. The only thing they had a issue with was my Envarsus levels. So right now I'm taking 12 milligrams of Envarsus, which is a lot for me because it gives you the shakes and has a whole bunch of different side effects, but I'm working with it. And that's because I was originally on a schedule. You know, when you're in the hospital for so long, you're bound to that schedule. Like, even when you get home, you're still like waking up at 3, expecting somebody to check your blood pressure, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, when you come home, you still got to bring home those habits. And then after a while, as you get better, some habits break, medications come off, and, you know, XYZ QRS. So obviously I'm going through my changes. All these variables are happening, and started to talk to friends more, and when I'm talking to my friends more, I stay up later, possibly I'm up earlier, like whatever the case may be. And I have to take medication 3 times a day. There are medications that I have to take 3 times a day, and sometimes it'll slip up, like I'll be a little bit later than normal. I never miss them, but I'm always like a little bit later or maybe too early because I'm like going out with friends or going out with my sister, mainly because I don't really have any friends. Or I'm like on the phone and I, you know, you just get so wrapped up in the conversation that you just forget or whatever. So like, they're trying to get my levels, you know, a lot better. So that way, that number one, they can, you know, tone it down a bit so I can stop doing the Harlem shake with my hands. And, what do you call it? You know, they just want my levels to be better, you know? So until then, I still have to go to lab work 2 times a week. And then after that, it'll be once a week. Or once every other week. Or something of that nature. So, with that being said, I've been trying to, you know, kind of schedule out everything. Make my goals clear for the day, for the month, for the year. I've been writing in my planner a lot. And I am slowly but surely doing better. Obviously, this month, here's when I decided to do everything. So my vision board's done. I'm doing my schedule today. I'm rearranging my room. Number one, because I lost my wallet. We don't have to talk about it. But number two, because I just want a new space, fresh new, you know, environment. I want room to actually like shoot videos and you guys not see a whole bunch of junk in the background, because I know a lot of people have commented about that. Like, girl, what's all that in your background? Mind your business. Mind your business. Unless you want it or you gonna buy it, mind your business. You guys know I sell Americari. So like, there's a lot of things that I accumulate, and then like, I save my boxes. Like, I have this feminine urge to save my Amazon boxes. We won't talk about it, but I feel like it's a good thing, because sometimes when you order boxes off from the post office or from the post office website, USPS website, it takes a while to come. But most recently I ordered some bigger boxes and they came like literally the next day. So that was pretty amazing. But it used to take a long time, so I used to just, like, save my boxes. And plus, like, why get rid of it when you can reuse it? I mean, come on. It's, like, that's just too much for trash sometimes. And they're, like, big boxes when I order, excuse me, big stuff. Because, like, lately I've been ordering stuff to reorganize my room and, like, keep things in line. Long story short, I keep my boxes, so it's just, like, a lot of accumulation of junk in the back. And then I sell stuff, and I don't have anywhere to, like, put it. I put them in containers, but it's, like, I'm stacking a container on top of a container because I don't necessarily live out of a box, but I keep my, like, how should I explain this? The stuff that I have, I'm living in my parents' home, so, like, I want to be able to pack it back up in the box when I move out and, you know, not have to, like, just, I don't know how to explain it. But basically, I'm just a super organized, I hoard my stuff, aka my boxes, so that way I can put things back in their original packaging. I want to make, you know, finding stuff super easy when it's that time. So, yeah, I'm reorganizing that situation. I'm having it so that way I have a blank wall where I can shoot my content. And it can just give it a cleaner look. I've been really micro-focusing on myself and my future and, like, what I want to do. Because y'all know I hate the typical 9-to-5, but I will work a 9-to-5 until I find, you know, another at-home steady source of income. Because I love just being in my own element and being able to, like, do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I'm maybe less than halfway there to making it a full-time thing. But right now, it's just, like, it's not enough, so I'm trying to build goals to get me to where Robbie's not leaving the house unless she wants to, you know? So, yeah, that's kind of what I've been working on. My health, you know, it is what it is. I have had a little bit of issues with me being dizzy because I'm so, like, I don't know how to explain this either. You know how your head gets kind of, like, too wrapped into, like, what you're thinking about to the point where you kind of, like, forget everything and anything exists. So, there'll be days where I'm like, okay, I have to shoot content, shoot a campaign, do this, do that. And, I'll write it down. Then I'll start doing something else. And then I'll write down my top priorities. Then I'll start doing something else. Or I procrastinate to, like, the very last second when it's, like, everybody's asleep, so now I have an excuse as to why I can't vacuum the floor, or, you know, whatever. I do stuff like that, which is super annoying, but, you know. I also get so wrapped up in my brain of, like, things that I need to do that I just ponder upon it rather than acting on it. So, that's really annoying. But I'm writing my goals and my schedule out so that way I can actually start taking action. Like, if I see it on my wall every day, because I made myself a little desk area, I will definitely act upon it, because it's, like, it's right there, and I really want to cross it off the list. I'm that person. Don't talk about it. So, yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. I am A-okay, because a lot of people have been asking, who don't actually follow me on any of my social medias, but only listen to my podcast. I think that's absolutely amazing, but I would love, love, love it if you followed me on all my social medias. Instagram, TikTok. I just made a Snapchat, Pinterest. I literally use every app except for, I don't know what the other apps are, actually. I think I use pretty much, Twitter. I don't really use Twitter. I have a Twitter, but I don't use it at all. Like, I have zero followers. Let's not talk about it. I had a Twitter, and then I deleted it because I didn't need it, and I'm literally feeling the same way right now. Like, I really want to delete it, but some brands want you to post to Twitter no matter how many followers you have, and you know, I just keep it for just in case purposes. But I'm probably about to deactivate it because I just made a Snapchat, and I don't like trying to keep up with too many apps, and I don't like a lot of apps on my phone because I'm still on the iPhone 11, honey. There's not a lot of space. There's not a lot of space. But yeah, I am doing absolutely amazing. And this was a very short and sweet one. I have a lot of stuff that I have to do. My room is a total mess. But I do want to let you guys know, if you are a part of the community of transplant, you know, anything that requires any type of medical gear, I am selling a huge box of all of the stuff that I no longer use. I'm going to take a look in here. I have gauzes, two different sizes. I have wraps that I used to use for my wound care. Obviously, my pressure brand name on here. I have lots and lots of tape. I have aspirin cream. I have a blood pressure monitor. I have a mini, what do you call this? I have a mini pill case. I give you an extra John Hopkins bag. I have this, I have two bottles of saline, but I also have an extra, what's this called? I have a thing that goes on the side of your bed to help you, like, lean up and stuff, because obviously when you get a second transplant, you need a lot more help, because it's a lot of scar tissue. So I have one of those in there. I have a breathing thing that, like, helps you breathe. I have lidocaine patches. I have the long Q-tips. I have an ice pack and scissors and tweezers and so much more. You can probably hear me rattling through it. I also have, what is this? Wound care stuff. I have giant band-aids, small band-aids. I have two things of Silver Left, which is like a really good for like healing and wounds. So if you know anybody that needs it, please let them know to hit me up on any of my social media platforms. Email me, it doesn't matter. And I will be sending this out immediately. I'm just selling it, getting rid of it, because I know that my insurance is going to cover if something happens to me. So I feel like this would be really good to give to somebody who's in need or doesn't have really good insurance. But that is all for today's podcast. I have a lot to do, so I really need to stop procrastinating, because I didn't even plan to do this podcast. I was like, oh, I have a lot to do. Let me just shoot a podcast. Like, let me just get this over with. So I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for all your love and support and your gifts and, you know, adding stuff to my Amazon wish. Like, you guys are just so amazing. But yeah, I have to go. So I love you guys so much, and make sure you hit me up on any of my social medias. I love you. Bye.